Proclamation number 7026 of 27th of January, 1958. Blessed effects of the divine word. The human being's highest benefit is that his soul receives spiritual nourishment, for only then can it mature on earth, only then will its purpose of earthly life be fulfilled. Therefore, whatever contributes towards making the human being receptive for the Word of God also corresponds to God's will. And whatever contributes towards deepening the bond with God will also always earn the soul spiritual goods, for this nourishment of the soul can only be imparted to it in a direct bond with God. This is what people cannot yet understand, that God can only feed them with the bread of heaven if they willingly come to Him with hunger and thirst, who has promised them food and drink. But coming to Him does not mean going to places of worship. It does not mean outwardly recognizable actions or beautiful words. It only means the deep, inner bond with God, which is like opening the heart to receive His stream of love power, to receive His word, the bread of heaven from His hand. For His word is flesh and blood, it is the right nourishment for the soul. It is His direct emanation of love into the heart of a person, which the soul feels as right food and right drink. The human being must first be informed of God's will through the Word of God. And through the Word of God he must also be given the strength to fulfill His will. But the fulfillment of His will brings spiritual progress to the soul, which is why the Word of God absolutely has to be conveyed to the human being so that he will become blissfully happy. However, the conveyance of the divine word is not to be understood as every sermon which can indeed touch the human being's ear but which lets the words fall flat if the human being has not first entered into a heartfelt bond with God, so that he hears the sermon as a direct address by God and thus it will not remain without effect on him. For the word can only be spoken letters which lack all spiritual meaning or is also only understood as spoken word but not according to its spiritual meaning. And this spiritual meaning is only made accessible to the human being by God Himself, which is why the bond with Him is indispensable. Only then does the word have an effect as refreshment for the soul, as nourishment which it needs to build itself up, which gives it the strength to develop upwards. And in order to establish the bond with God, one's own will is necessary again, for an intimate bond with God can never be established dutifully or as a form. A true seriousness must animate the person who is to be blessed by receiving or hearing the divine word. And this true earnestness can fill a person at any hour and in any place. He can always and everywhere intimately unite with God and await the influx of His word, for even a devout thought of Him will secure an influx of strength for him, a gift which will be distributed to him from the Lord's table. And the longer the human being's thoughts dwell on his God and Father, the more love-filled his thoughts will be, and God will mentally speak to him and impart to him what his soul needs. Being able to receive God's word is the greatest benefit a person can achieve in earthly life and need never come to an end, for God constantly speaks to those who desire to hear Him and who therefore hear or read His word in heartfelt contact with Him or allow themselves to be mentally addressed by Him. And their souls will mature, for they will receive abundant nourishment, food and drink will constantly be offered to them, they will constantly be refreshed and strengthened at the Lord's table, as He Himself promised with the words, "Receive and eat, receive and drink. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen.